Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A rare appearance, what, once, twice, maybe a year, occurrence of Clark Hunt yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
As the Chiefs chairman and CEO met the media yesterday out at Arrowhead, ahead of the game in Mexico City. Of course, Clark Hunt has been very big on the international portion, the international branding of the of not only the Chiefs, but the NFL. So apparently this was going to be his week to speak since the international series game comes up with the Chiefs,
right?
On Monday, assured everybody the field is fine, which of all years it will be fine because they had made such a stink of it last year.
Correct.
No way these guys could screw it up this year.
Well,
right?
There's always a way.
So they've been monitored from the get go. We're going to have the game on Monday.
How long's Toma been down there?
All be fine. Yeah. I don't think that they dispatched him, this go round, but we'll see. Said he'd like to get a contract extension with Patrick Mahomes, but then kind of hid behind the, well, we're not allowed to talk to him until.
Right, correct.
Until after, and then it may be premature to even think about it this year, but we'll talk to his people and see if this year or next year is the case for Patrick Mahomes, which is fantastic mm-hmm. because all you can say is we can't talk to him yet.
Right.
Oh, we can't discuss this thing yet. We can't do that until the end of the year happens. And optimistic that they could get a deal done with Chris Jones. He says negotiations and talks have been ongoing with Chris Jones on a new contract. Well, so two of the biggest, how much are they going to get paid guys out there?
Yeah.
Certainly are both on their radar.
You know, it'll be interesting to really see what they do with Patrick Mahomes, because as Clark talked about, he goes this year or after next year, they still have the opportunity to wait and pick up that fifth year option and wait until after next year. And, you know, I view Patrick Mahomes in a different light as a guy who's willing to do what it takes for this team to be successful to win. And if it means waiting a year so some other guys can get paid and the Chiefs can focus on making sure that, you know, other areas of the defense are taking care of them, then maybe Patrick Mahomes takes a little bit of a back seat, you know, this offseason, because time is not of the essence with Patrick Mahomes.
Or
right
he can
now.
Play it that way, and really it's about the new CBA.
Right. Or that is the other one. I didn't even think about
or,
that. That's
or
a
other
good point.
Contracts
yeah.
get, or other quarterbacks that are in line to get paid as well. So
right.
he can be the topper.
Right.
However you want to spin that. He could be looked at as the hero who's doing it for others, or the wait and see, because I can go up and over the top at some point.
And I think Lee Steinberg knows as well, wait a second here, we got this new collective bargaining agreement coming in a year. Let's kind of wait and see where we are on that, because as you've talked about all along, and I'm not saying this is something that they're discussing, but what if they all of a sudden decided that the quarterback was the exempt part of the salary cap and you could pay your quarterback whatever you wanted to pay the quarterback, and it didn't count against the salary cap just because of the way the salaries are escalating so much right now for a quarterback. If you get to a certain level, like if you get to that level of like $50 million a year, how difficult is it going to be to put a team around, you know, that guy who's making $50 million a year? Then all of a sudden you got a really good quarterback and nothing else on your team, and then you're all of a sudden in a spot where you're not going to be a very well-rounded and a very good football team. So maybe they would do that in the next collective bargaining agreement. I think that would be a smart thing to do.
I've always advocated for that. I just thought, why are we doing this? Let teams pay their quarterback whatever they want to pay them.
Right, and be done.
And then you have a salary cap for everybody else.
Right.
And that's equal for everybody. But you can pay your quarterback whatever you feel like they're worth.
Yeah, whatever you feel like they're worth to you, whatever you feel like you want to pay them and not count against the salary cap. So I think right now it's more important for the Chiefs to get Chris Jones taken care of, because we see where this defense is right now. And it's a defense that, let's be honest, is up and it's down. It's 31st against the run. It's 14th against the pass. There's not a lot of, you know, superstars out there on defense. There's not a lot of, you know, not nasty out there on defense. There's not a lot of guys that are making plays out there on defense. But Chris Jones is one of those guys who's truly making plays and truly going out there and dominating. I mean, that play against Tennessee where he took the center and pushed him 10 yards back right into Ryan Tannehill was one of the more impressive things I've seen. He's been really good against the run this year, where most of this defense has not been good against the run. He gets to the quarterback. Like, Chris Jones is an all-around defensive lineman, and I think he's playing as well as Aaron Donald is this season. And Aaron Donald is the best in the business when it comes to defensive linemen. So I think right now, with Chris Jones being that year ahead of where Patrick Mahomes is, I think, you know, it's more important right now for the Chiefs to focus on Chris Jones and get a deal done with him than it is for Patrick Mahomes, because you got time with Patrick Mahomes right now. But if you lose Chris Jones and if you don't get the proper deal done with Chris Jones on defense and he ends up walking, or you end up having to do a Frank Clark deal where you sign and trade him and get draft picks back in return, your defense is going to be worse next year. It just is, because Chris Jones is that dynamic of a player. And so I think right now all the focus and all the concentration on what this team is going to do with their free agents and impending free agents, I think it starts and ends with Chris Jones. And when you get that deal taken care of, then you can work on everything else. Because, again, you don't have to do anything with Patrick Mahomes except pick up that fifth-year option and allow Patrick Mahomes to play under that. And the agent and his family may say to do the same thing as well, because, as you mentioned, Josh, that new collective bargaining agreement's coming in and could be a game changer.
Could behoove them
could
to
be,
wait.
Could be a game changer.
Clark Hunt, also why he's still optimistic for a Super Bowl.
Well, I believe we've got an outstanding football team with a great coaching staff. And I think as they continue to work better as we head towards hopefully a playoff opportunity, I think the team's going to continue to improve. I mentioned at the beginning of the season that one of the most important narratives this year was the improvement of the defense and how that took place during the season. I personally didn't expect that we would start off with a finished product, and I've been very encouraged by what I've seen this past week, and notwithstanding, I do think the defense is improving. With Patrick back and now getting more of our offensive starters back, I think the offense can be at least as good as it was last year, if not better. And you put that together, and that gives you a chance to win a Super Bowl.
Clark Hunt, like everybody else, like us, really optimistic for the defense. I mean,
except that Tennessee game.
Never mind that last week. I was optimistic before last week happened.
Yeah,
that this defense was better. He's like all of us.
It was, and then it regressed and got back to where, you know, we saw it in, you know, in the middle of the season, early October, when they were losing games to Tennessee and Indianapolis. Houston and Indianapolis in back-to-back weeks. And so, yeah, I think we were all optimistic, very optimistic, especially after that Minnesota game. And then to watch that Tennessee game, even the owner's going, well, what the hell, man? Yeah. Like, what are you doing out here?
I had a lot of belief in you. What happened?
Yeah, I thought I was starting to buy into this thing, man. And
the offense is going to get better.
Yeah, the offense isn't going to get better. I mean, they're averaging a touchdown less per year than they did a season ago, and the defense is actually giving up 3 less points per season than they did a year ago. But as drastic as the defense or the offense is, as we talked about yesterday with the running the football versus passing the football, and how drastic a difference it is between the Chiefs with running and passing and how predictable they've become on offense, defensively it is the same way. I mean, they are 14th against the pass this year in the NFL. That's pretty darn good, right? You take that. 14th against the pass. Defensive backs are playing really good. 31st against the run. And so that's why they're 14th against the pass, because nobody's throwing the damn football against them. So they're able to go out there and just run the ball against the Chiefs. You don't have to worry about going to the air. Ryan Tannehill only had to throw it 19 times. So there is a drastic divide right now between what the Chiefs do in the run defense and what they do in the pass defense. And the only way they're going to get and fulfill the dreams of Clark Hunt there is to figure out that run defense and to get better on that run defense. And at this point in the season, we now literally are just hoping that it does get better.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.